OK, I'm back here with Fraser Spears, and I've been joined by Andrew Jewell at Cedar Schools of Excellence. Gents, you were showing me that in the corner here you have an iMac that's acting as a sync station. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell me what you mean by a sync station? What does that do?
Well, this is the machine that we use to back up all the devices and synchronise new content onto them. So if we had new applications or updates to applications, each child would find some time in the class to connect their iPad to that computer and just sync with the computer. That means that all their content gets backed up and then backed up from there to our server. And that means we can restore it. If a device gets damaged or something, we can restore it right in the school. And that's how they also get new content.
You also said that you have purchased some multiple stations so you can have more than one machine syncing at the same time.
Yeah, so we use a very basic consumer-grade USB hub from Amazon. Costs maybe about £10 or something. Not anything very, very expensive or fancy, but it just means that you can connect several devices at once and have them sync at the same time rather than sequentially.
Andy, you were telling me as well about challenges with charging devices. What's the experience of life with the devices and charging them at Cedars?
Yeah, well, from obviously our early years, the children charge them in school. Mm-hmm. So there's I suppose minor kind of classroom organisation issues there. From primary four and upwards, the children take them home, so the responsibility for the charging is very much on the child. So the real issue there is that they bring the device in with sufficient charge every day. And that, to be honest, occasionally you have the odd child that maybe will have forgotten to charge it overnight or at the weekend or something like that. But these kind of situations are very, very few and far between. Normally they bring them in fully charged or at least with easily enough charge for the day. And that's one of the great things about the device is that a charge of 60, 70% will easily take you, a child, through a day's heavy use on the device, which is great.
You were also saying that the way that the device is used within kind of methodology in the school is it's not as if you're on the device all day.
No.
Or it's word processing or whatever.
People often come into our classroom and they come in with the idea that we've kind of thrown out all the textbooks and now we just solely work on the iPad all the time. And we very much take the attitude that where it can be done better on the iPad or the iPad will enhance a piece of learning, great. But if not, we still very much use a combination of a lot of different teaching methods and various different strategies, which is great. So it means that the kids are not on the device all the time.